Every year, the wellness industry seems to come up with a new superfood. Quinoa, kale and chia seeds are recent examples. A company in Western Australia wants to add a new food to the list, lupins. High in protein and fibre, they're mostly used as animal food at the moment. But could lupin flakes be the next superfood embraced by health-conscious consumers? From Karoo in the West Australian Wheatbelt, Eliza Borello reports.
Driving around Rod Birch's farm doesn't take long to get the feeling he's passionate about pulses.
This is where lupins are growing the best in the northern ag regions of WA. We've just got that great Mediterranean type climate that lupins are like.
Farmers have long used lupins to boost nitrogen levels in the soil between wheat crops and as stock feed. Mr. Birch used to feed them to his sheep.
They really do blossom and just put on, you know, really good weight gains and do so well on them. It's a long time since I've run sheep, but I used to look back at that time and think, you know, we're really just another animal and, you know, what a vital vegetable protein it is, and just extrapolate, you know, that, well, we should be looking at this too.
Not the type to die wondering, Mr. Birch and his business partner, David Feinberg, are about to test his theory. Mr. Feinberg hopes their business, the Lupin Co., will be able to crack Australia's lucrative wellness market.
40% protein and 37% dietary fibre, with very little carbs and very little fat in it. It's one of those foods that now absolutely aligns with modern day expectations of a changing diet.
By now you're probably wondering how you cook lupin flakes.
That's the most commonly asked question, Eliza. So some examples within our team and our families. Instead of oats, for example, we use a lupin flake. Instead of a couscous, we'll use a lupin flake. Instead of breadcrumbs, for example, with carbohydrate and the fat absorbed as you do crumb, we use lupin flake.
The Lupin Co. isn't the first company to make lupin flakes. CBH Group, the WA-based grain cooperative, trialled it but closed its mill last year. David Feinberg was part of the CBH lupin business.
As far as CBH is concerned, they're a fantastic company, a great logistics company and marketing and so on, but they're not. They're a different company to what we're doing.
He believes the Lupin Co.'s stronger focus on food rather than bulk commodity exporting will be a game changer.
We feel that the difference is that we're just so much more agile, we're so much more flexible. We all have skin in the game, if you like.
John Noonan is a senior lecturer in agribusiness at Curtin University and believes the company's gamble might just pay off.
Those who have had a go in the past have been constrained by quality and quantity issues of the lupins coming into the front end of the system, and then also some technical challenges and some market challenges. I suspect as we move forward that some of those challenges may not be as large as what they were in the past.
Senior agribusiness lecturer at Curtin University, John Noonan, ending Eliza Borello's report.